After Bernie Sanders' defeat in the Pennsylvania primary this week, his odds of winning the Democratic nomination drifted towards zero. No matter the outcome of the race, though, his campaign has been successful in highlighting key issues like income inequality. Another issue Sanders has been big on, fracking. He's against it, as are a small but growing number of Democratic politicians. Here to talk about how the 2016 campaign has reshaped the debate over fracking is the Allegheny Front's energy reporter, Reed Frazier. So, Reed, remind us, what's Bernie Sanders been saying about fracking?
Well, it's pretty simple. Hillary Clinton is in favor of fracking, and he says he's against it. And we have some tape from what he said at a rally in Pittsburgh this week.
I do believe that if we are going to preserve clean drinking water in this country, we have got to end fracking.
So big applause there.
Yeah, as you can hear, that was probably the biggest applause line he got. And I think, you know, that's just where he is on fracking and where his audience, his voters are.
Is this an idea that's gaining traction with other politicians?
It has been this year. We noticed in the Pennsylvania primary for the U.S. Senate seat that's currently held by Republican Pat Toomey, two of the top three candidates were both in favor of a moratorium on fracking for environmental reasons. Their opponent, Katie McGinty, was not. Both of those banned fracking opponents went down in the election. They got beat by Katie McGinty. So, you know, we're seeing a lot more of this on the Democratic side, not so much on the Republican side.
Well, you mentioned Katie McGinty won that race. What does the public think?
Well, this was interesting because there was a recent Gallup poll that came out that showed that a majority of Americans, 51%, are now opposed to fracking. And this is new. And I talked to two guys who I think epitomize where a lot of people stand on this issue right now, especially in Pennsylvania. I talked to Robert Jordan and Ed Warshall at the Sanders rally at the University of Pittsburgh this week. First of all, I asked them, why were they at the rally? And the first guy you'll hear is Robert Jordan, and the second is Ed Warshall.
We're feeling the burn.
He asked me to come.
Are you feeling the burn?
No. He called me up a couple days ago and said, there's this rally at Pitt. I went to this university for 8 years. So I always like coming down here. Plus, he owed me a hot dog for when I found his car.
Wow, a hot dog is all it took to get him to come to the rally, huh? So what did they say about fracking?
Yeah, so Ed Warshall said he was in favor of fracking when it first came to the state because of the jobs and the general boost to the economy that you hear about. And as you heard in the clip, Robert Jordan, he was the big Bernie backer. And he said that, you know, he was kind of arguing the point that the jobs impacts were overblown and that they simply weren't worth the environmental risks that a lot of people see in fracking. And here they are sort of discussing the issue.
Those are short-term jobs for really very few people. And once it's set up, then the jobs are gone.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
But I heard some enormous figures to what they give you when they come onto your land to do that fracking operation. I mean, those people make some very big money off of all of that.
It gives you the indication of how much money they're making on this, and the hell with the stream.
And this is a fairly typical opinion that you'll hear among people in Pennsylvania. I don't know if you could tell, but Ed Warshall was really a little bit divided on the issue. He sort of sees both sides of it. I think Robert Jordan a little, not so much. He sort of decided that he's against fracking. And maybe it's just the nature of these things where you kind of get tidbits from the news and form an opinion.
Well, there is certainly a lot of campaign rhetoric being thrown around at the moment. But how does that actually relate to the real nuts and bolts regulation of fracking?
Well, the idea of regulating fracking, a lot of it would have to come actually not from the federal level, but from the state level. I posed this question to Governor Tom Wolf's office, and I said, you know, are you guys in favor of a ban on fracking? And the answer is, as you might imagine, no, we're not in favor of a moratorium, but we are in favor of stricter regulations. As an example, looks like Governor Wolf's new oil and gas regulations are going to get passed. There's going to be a fight over it, but it's unlikely that the Republican-controlled legislature can overturn them. And the state has also announced they're going to do a lot more air monitoring around natural gas sites. Air quality has been a concern among environmentalists and people opposed to fracking for several years. So that's kind of been their response to the issue.
What about people who watch the industry closely? What do they think about this idea of banning fracking?
They're not so keen on it. I talked to Paulina Jaramillo. She's an energy policy expert at Carnegie Mellon University. She gets nervous when politicians make these sort of broad sweeping proposals to do something like banning fracking. Fracking is sort of the main way that the Obama administration's plan to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and sort of comply by the United Nations climate change agreement. That's sort of the main mechanism for boosting natural gas production to edge coal out of the power grid. Here's what she said about it.
It's a first step, and it relies on the availability of natural gas. So to just say that there's a blanket moratorium without really explaining, well, when would we start? Like, is it indefinite, or are we going to be waiting for things to change before we can start using natural gas again? It's just concerning.
Okay, so maybe she's not feeling the burn.
No, she's not, at least on this issue.
Great. Well, thanks, Reed.
Thank you, Kara.
Reed Frazier is the Allegheny Front's energy reporter. And our partners at Public Source wrote more about DEP's additional monitors in areas where there's oil and gas activity. You can read that at our website, alleghenyfront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.